And we continue with open phones. Dave Lewis, Kathy Dawes with you now, 537-1350, and receive several phone calls today. A lot of topics, and do appreciate that. It's what's on people's minds.
This is a busy time of year because, you know, a lot of events happen this time of year because there's a time lapse there. And so many events around here are based around athletics.
Right.
You know, the fall's pretty busy with this football thing that we typically have around here. Basketball games, there's all kinds of things. So there's a lot of things that are happening. Just a few moments ago, you may have heard the commercial about the Pink and Purple Polyester Party, which is my one of my pride and joys. I helped create that and started that back. This is our sixth year.
And there's all sorts of other things that go on that kind of revolve around that, too.
And I'll let you talk about the bra crawl, which is tomorrow.
Yes, yes, it sure is. And, of course, there's all kinds of entertainment things going on. Now, the actual bra crawl, I'm looking, disco party's April 7th. Bra crawl is March 28th.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. That's correct. And I was just kind of glancing through this news release. I think it mainly focuses on your pink and purple and polyester party. I don't have all the bra crawl information right now.
Which you can still get tickets for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to cancer.ksu.edu.
Oh, here it is. The Gaia Salon Spa's second annual off-the-hook bra crawl, 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow in downtown Manhattan. Participants will enjoy food and drink specials at six restaurants while previewing bras decorated by local businesses for the off-the-hook bra art contest, which really sounds like a lot of fun. And that will culminate at the Pink and Purple Polyester Party. Bra crawl tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door, and they're available at the Gaia Salon Spa on Points Avenue. So lots of fun things that way.
We have such a great time with that. This is the second year that it's become such a downtown event. I think this is the third year for the off-the-hook bra art that has been on display here. And that was actually started by a Rock Creek student as her senior project, Brooke Minahan.
Oh,
and Brooklyn Minahan, just delightful what she was able to accomplish. And then the business community downtown kind of just jumped up and said, hey, we want more to do with this. And I'm going to be playing some music down at AJ's tomorrow night during all that. So get everybody kind of fired up for the Pink and Purple Polyester Party as well. But it all goes to help the Johnson Cancer Research Center at Kansas State University.
Which so, I have to say, the Johnson Cancer Center, and I did a series about my own cancer almost 5 years ago now.
Right.
And, you know, actually they were very helpful with kind of helping me through some of that. And I remember Rob Donnell, of course, who's no longer with the Johnson Cancer Center, fairly recently retired.
Still around.
He was a part of that series that I did and shared, of course, his own personal journey with cancer and what he went through with that too. So, I mean, they're great to work with. Some of the research going on is just incredible over there.
It is, it is. And what this does is it provides funds for scholarships for K-State students who are utilizing their education to further their career in hopes of finding a cure to cancer within our lifetime. But also it helps fund a lot of researchers with equipment needs and facilities needs and such. So there's a lot of neat things that they do up there at the Cancer Research Center up at K-State. And this is a great fundraising event for them. Now, this let's see, this coming Friday, the Boys and Girls Club have their casino night. I emcee that Friday night. So got that. And then, let's see, I guess that's about it for now.
There's just so many different. I know, and I'm kind of in the same boat. I know there just seems like there's one thing after another, and I know the actually on April 8th the men's barbershop show. That's always a wonderful time.
Yes,
I know our quartet plans to attend and enjoy that event.
Always enjoy that, you know, and we had some of the guys come in and talk about you know
it's their 40th anniversary this year.
40th anniversary show. I've been part of I think four of those, so I'm 1/10 of the makeup. But I mean, gosh, they're so much fun to work with. Absolutely a blast to work with.
Well, I know Don Thompson and his crew are going to be coming in, and I'll have to double check when I have them scheduled. But I know they're actually it is next Monday. They will be coming
next Monday, which is what, the 4th?
The 3rd.
April 3rd.
Right.
Okay. Easter is what, April 9th?
No, it's actually the next weekend. It's the weekend of the 13th or whatever that is.
Okay. All right. I have to make sure I make all these plans accordingly. My goodness. What'd you give up for Lent? Did you give up anything for Lent?
I don't do that.
I don't give up. I have an inability to give up anything.
No, I've never gotten into that.
Sleep has been the thing that I give up the most, I think.
Actually, the weekend of April 14th, I want to clarify on Easter. Yeah.
Okay.
So Easter Sunday is the 16th.
Gotcha. All right.
I've got the Easter baskets ready for the grandkids, though. I'm so excited.
What's
they have so many cute things out there now. They have little rubber ducks that are cute that you can, you know, for their bathtubs. And I found some little puzzles, and I kind of stay away from the candy.
One of the things I miss about having a little kid
Play-Doh.
At home is doing the Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, the Lions Club will have their Easter egg hunt. There's all kinds of things that are going on with a lot of Easter events. We'll be talking about those, I'm sure, as that time gets a little bit closer, because that's what we do here with this program. We like to showcase what we have here in our community, and I know that you book fairly far in advance. It seems like we always have someone that wants to sneak in somehow
right.
and get in on the show to talk about their event. And folks, I got to tell you, if you got something coming up, give Kathy at least a month.
Well, and we kind of tried to make and focus more of an issues-oriented program. Now, that isn't to say we don't talk about events. We do. But we like to talk about the group that's involved with it and more what their mission is, that kind of thing. So we've tried to get more back to issues-oriented. And the events we can talk about in so many other ways. We can have it on our calendar. We can maybe do a news clip or two letting people know about it. But yes, we've kind of tried to gear that a little bit differently than we used to, which is hard for some people to understand. Because it used to be so events-oriented.
Not so much now.
No.
9:34, we're going to take a break, Kathy, and be back with more calls, comments, discussions. And do you prefer pulp in your orange juice, or do you prefer no pulp in your orange juice? Talk about the heavy-hitting issues of the day, right?
ESB Financial's free Casasa checking account throw you a winning pack.